Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness towards us, Lord, and in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing our lives according to the goodness and the beauty that we have. Hallelujah. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways so that you can direct our path in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, disciples. Our readings is Psalm 93 and it's 3 to 5, but we'll start at 2 because it just sits. Okay, from verse 2, must we read?
Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's just so beautiful to know that Jesus has been king and he's always been king. And with him coming down to earth, identifying with us and setting free the captives, his understanding of us has also helped so much in his kingship. And so as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the big brother of eternity, it's just so wonderful to know he has invited us into eternity. We were always made to be eternal beings in the image and likeness of God, a spirit. And so we have come back to eternity, to all the goodness that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has made available to us. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing from the very beginning. That's what the Bible says. And now we realize that we're able to see it, able to partake of it and enjoy it. And so it's just so beautiful to know this is a reality that has been it's an eternal reality that's in the heart of the Godhead, and this is what we take hold of. And then we also know that no matter how big the darkness and the enemy comes in like a flood, God is greater. Amen. Our family is greater. We are greater because we've been included in the victory. We've been raised and seated with Christ in heavenly places to partake of the inheritance, the love of God, the plan of God for our lives, and so everything actually finds their life in him, finds their true purpose and comes together in Jesus. So this is a beautiful reality that we are aware of. And then I love the ending here. We just need to take so note. Your decrees are trustworthy. The things of God are we can back our lives on his word, on his love, and then bring holiness into it. And what is holiness? Holiness is sanctification, it's separation. So the two need to come together. We need to become aware of the goodness of God, what he has to say to us, what is his thoughts towards us, which, and they're all beautiful. He's got thoughts to build us, to prosper us, and give us a future. You've got to take hold of it. And then you separate yourself to those truths. Those truths you hold on to with your life, because as we've just read here in that, we are busy with eternal realities that can't be changed and can't be taken away or nullified by any of the powers of darkness. The powers of darkness and every power bows to the goodness of God that's available. And as Pastor Andre says, that's the gospel, the good news of our salvation. It's been done. It's all available. We enter in. We spend time. We hear. And then we hold fast to it. We believe unto holiness, separated unto those that good beliefs, the truth that sets free, the godliness that we now have because we have come home. Amen. So be blessed as you arise and shine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.